I'd like to do something really embarrassing. I would like everybody to stand up and sing Happy Birthday.
Is that Lewis
joke?
Happy
birthday.
He's due to give a speech now, isn't he?
Yes, he is. It's on the programme.
He's on the list.
You've actually read it.
I've read the programme.
You're the sort of girl who does.
I keep you in order.
You're the sort of person who does.
Thanks to Malcolm and Ben, the chef. Loretta, of course, the master of the whole thing, and all the staff for this making this so special. And of course, absolutely overflowing thanks to Christopher and Belinda. And the thought behind it. I hope I'm going to have some more of
this. Of course.
Decided on this one, just in case. they're all Hong Kong hands, and as we've always said in this thing, 8 is the luckiest number, and and double 8 is even luckier. And of course we're 88 tonight. I had enormous good luck to meet Eliza 14 years ago. It probably seemed longer than her. Anyway. my luck held, of course, I gained a ready-made family. Just to remind you, Belinda and Sophie are her new daughters in that order. And with them, you get 2 ideal husbands and 6 grandchildren. And 5 of them, 5 of them are here tonight. They're hardly children anymore, mind you, because they're delightful, hard-working young men and women. They have the old-fashioned virtue also of having manners and common sense. some of us here, we've got a great future behind us. they do bring a glimmer of hope to us. if you're surprised that I've got this far, you can imagine how I feel. it's extraordinary. It's quite mad to think that I've got this far. I've forgotten what I was going to say. You know, we're all know the tide's coming in for all of us, really, we don't really admit it, but the horizon still seems distant. But it's more probably a question of attitude, isn't it? A photographer went to photograph Winston Churchill on his 80th birthday. And when he'd finished, he said to the great man, "Well, I hope I can photograph you on your 90th. And Churchill said, "I don't see why not, but you're quite well to me." Dying in the palace in Madrid, and they administered the last rites and all that business, and all the ministers were standing around the bed. He's unconscious, and all the crowd outside the palace had gathered there. Suddenly he woke up, and he said, "What's that noise?" So, he said, "The people, sir, they've come to say goodbye." He said, "Where are they going?" Now, I suppose you're wondering why I sent for you. My headmaster said that I was expelled. Anyway, it is really, this evening is really for me sort of festival of thanks, a big thank you to you all for your friendship, to Eliza for looking after me and more. Yeah. To my solicitor for keeping me solvent. And of course, my doctor for keeping me going. Modern medicine, quite extraordinary, isn't it? I met a surgeon the other day, and I got a wrong number. it was an answer phone, and it said, "Welcome to the mental health hotline." these calls may be recorded. It said, "If you're obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly." If you're codependent, ask somebody to press 2 for you. If you're multiple personalities, press 3, 4, if you're paranoid, we know who you are, press your 4. If you're delusional, press 7. And we'll conduct you to a mothership. If you're schizophrenic, they are the mind of a small voice will tell you what to do. If you're an aggressive hang-up, they'll tell you what to talk to. If you're dyslexic, press 6996. Have a nervous disorder, play with the hatch key until you hear the bleep. When you hear the bleep, wait for the bleep. If you've short-term memory loss, fall back when you will remember. If you've got low self-esteem, then give your name while the operation talks to you. Thank you for bringing it up. Then there are a good contingent here from Somerset, where we had a wonderful time. Yes. And there's a respectable contingent from the Isle of Man. Yes. 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 Wonderful. So it is extraordinary. extraordinary. They're all here. So it's been a wonderful evening for me.
And for us.
And it is, it's thanks to you, really. Dr. Johnson said, of course, a man should keep his friendships in constant repair. So, I am still here, and so far so good, as the man said halfway down when he fell off Beachy Head. And I'm still fairly fit. I've got the body of a 21-year-old. I keep it in the fridge. So I touched you all, and thank you very much. And so it's been a wonderful evening. You made a happy man very old. I mean, so I think we should stay seated, which will be a relief to some people. We'll just drink to Christopher and Linda.
Yeah.
And to the company, yeah. And to Time Remaining.
Thanks.
Thank you.